Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. For Imperial and Mexicali Valleys, we are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874.
Operators are standing by to take your call.
With your weekly host.
We accept all major opinions.
Dudley and yours truly, Maria Wyatt.
And checks and money orders. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome, community. Welcome. We have a great show for you today because we have you know how we're like, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but I certainly have. We have like got so many programs with letters now. And it's like
all these acronyms?
Yeah. It's like WASS and TAY and da 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 da. You know, it's like MIC.
FAS.
MOUSC. Yeah. Exactly. We live in acronym soup, people, and we're coming out of our acronym soup to talk to you today.
Yes.
But we've got one of the original old school acronyms in the house. So we have there's a program called ALP, which is a collection of four little acronym letters. And it's old school.
Adolescent.
I think we should make them tell us, right?
Adolescent Abilitative. Starts with the letter A because we're number one.
Nice. Can we tell you guys work in school?
Abilitative Learning Program. I'm Rosemary Inman. I'm a rehab tech with the program. And with me this morning is Gene Martin.
And these guys are old-timers. Gene, you've never been on the program? Seriously?
No, I've never been on the program.
How long have you been working in the county?
Oh, about 15, 16 years.
Since it was incorporated, huh?
Close, yes.
Close. And you guys work out in... ALP hardly even comes on, do they? We haven't done very many ALP shows.
No, I think there's been maybe once or twice.
So in a nutshell, what does the ALP program do, or what is it about, and what is it for everyone? Well, it's not, because you said it was adolescents, so.
Yeah, we try to cater to the population of seventh graders to seniors in high school, 12 to 18, 19 years old, and we work with the kids that are having problems in the community or at school due to a mental health diagnosis. If they're suffering from depression, anxiety, attention deficit disorder, we try to bring them into our program and give them techniques that will help them survive in their community.
What kind of capacity do you guys got? A lot of kids in the community.
Yeah, our max is 17 students that we will bring in from the various high schools and junior highs throughout the valley. We go from Ocotillo to Nyland to Hopeville and all cities in between.
Well, it must be really specialized because in the children's mental health programs and behavioral health, there's around, 1,000? 1,000, 1,500, or 1,300 children enrolled in the system.
With mental health stuff going on. Yeah.
Yeah, and you only take 17. And... That's right, Maria. And for it being a valley-wide program, it's unlike the Vista Sands program where we have them in El Centro, Raleigh, Calexico. There's only one ALP program.
You guys aren't franchised.
No. And we're currently at Central Union High School. We were at Southwest, but now we're at Central. Right now we have, 10 students? Yeah. So they get referred by the schools. Are these very severe? I mean, since it's only, you only take 17 and there's like maybe 1,300 in the system, in the mental health system, children. Well, they're not, I wouldn't say severe. I think it's just programs like this that get the word out mm-hmm. that the program is available and that the schools can refer, the children can be taken by their parent directly to behavioral health, have an intake assessment, and request the ALP program. Mm-hmm. And we need referrals, send kids. We can help them.
What do you guys aim to do at the ALP program? With the Adolescent Habilitative Learning Program, let me do the whole word. What do you guys aim at? What are you trying to do with the kids who come into your program?
We work on improving their impairments, interpersonal skills, a lot of low self-esteem, like Gene said, depression, anxiety, We do really well with those types of kids. It's a small group environment. It's a peer counseling type program. They help each other. They get to understand that someone else has the same kind of problem they do. They're not the only ones, you know, with parents that they hate or teachers that they hate. We oppositional defiant kids are a little more difficult. We don't.
You looked at Gene when you said that.
I know you did, Ben. we have our moments. But Gene and I go way back.
How many years have you guys been working together?
What's it been, Gene? I've been it out.
I think it's been 14 years.
Yeah, 14 years. He and I have done different programs, conservatorship, but now we're back together with.
That's like two touchdowns worth of years.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Two made extra points.
Yep.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.